College.
Yeah, college football. So one thing we always talk about when preseason rankings come out or rankings period come out, we talk about how a team is basically overrated or they never finish strong or all of this stuff. So here's a list of the most overrated teams in college football since the college football era based on where they were ranked preseason and where they finished.
So what
they
collected era?
College football playoff era.
Playoff. So 2014.
Okay. Yep. Auburn.
Auburn is actually number one.
Yeah, they always do. They always do this crap. Here, let me answer for him too. Clemson. Let's just get that out of the way.
Clemson is number 11 on the list.
I'm retired.
Let me answer for Mike. Michigan State.
No, you have to be ranked to actually falter.
No, they start the year ranked, and
Michigan
then
Michigan State is number 13th on the list.
Wow. When will we ever be ranked again? 248. Go ahead.
There, I answer for Mike. Overrated Tennessee.
Tennessee's not. Wow.
Once again, have to be ranked.
You know what? The University of Texas.
Texas is number 6 on this list. Yes. There's some very obvious ones I thought you all would go with.
Michigan?
Michigan is number 24. Tied for 24, actually, with Arkansas.
When the hell's Arkansas been ranked preseason? When Darren McFadden was there?
But if you're ranked like 23rd, technically you're preseason top 25.
Yikes.
Nobody pays attention to you, but you were there. Florida?
Florida is on. No, they're not on this list. That was somebody else with a Florida.
Florida State?
Florida State is on this list at number 10, yes.
And it's about to be 11.
Miami.
Yes.
Then Miami.
Oh, yeah. Miami's number 9 on this list.
Now we're on a roll.
Yeah, Florida State's about to be next on. They're going to be number 1 real soon on this list.
Michael? Don't look at me.
Your college goop. You like, I don't know.
The problem with this is you are asking me to. I hate preseason polls.
Right.
I don't even know who's ranked in this year's. It doesn't USC. Mean anything.
USC is number 2 on this list.
Chronic underachiever.
All right. These two teams are tied at 17.
Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
They're tied at 17. I thought you would guess them. Alabama and Notre Dame.
What?
Tied at 17 for being the most overrated.
All Alabama does is win the national title.
Overrated. We do have an underrated, but we're doing overrated right now.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I David's been hitting that ooh wee.
So what, the 5 years they don't win the title? They're
You know what? Yeah. Because they're probably ranked preseason number 1 every year, so anytime they don't match number 1, that's stupid.
That's why it's only 17.
I
want to
file a grievance with that.
So if that's the case, Oregon.
Oregon is on the list at number 7.
LSU.
LSU is number 5. You're missing Ole Miss? Two top 10 teams.
Oh, you got to be ranked.
They're never ranked.
Yeah, they're never.
Notre Dame.
Penn State.
Penn State is not on the list.
I'm out. But Ohio State is, I bet.
Ohio State is number 19th on this list.
Kenny, anything? Who are we missing? Because I'm tired of David saying, I thought you'd guess this.
I've already seen the list, and I have a grievance to file with a team that's on here, and it's my team, Georgia. Back-to-back natties in the CFP era. Why are they overrated?
It's what you did prior to that.
If you're ranked number 1, as we just said for Alabama, if you're preseason 1 or 2 and you don't win and you don't go to the title game, guess what? You underachieved.
Kenny, pull up the top 10 for this year. I want to have some fun.
Yeah,
pull up the top 10.
Oklahoma's number 8 on the list. So you're missing number 4, number 3. Number 4 is Texas A&M. Number 3 is Wisconsin.
All right, the A&M one, you're right. In hindsight, the Jimbo Fisher years alone would have accounted for it. Wisconsin surprises me. I never feel like they're ranked high enough for me to care, but they're really always bad.
Yeah, but they'll come in at like 9 or 10, and then they finish the year out.
Kenny, you have that top 10?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rico, right here, right now, I want you to tell me which of these teams will underachieve for this season.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
All right, Georgia 1.
No.
Ohio State 2.
No.
Yes.
Ooh. I don't believe Ohio State finishes number two, nor do I. I don't know that they make the playoff.
I got them in my championship game, so I have them at two.
Oregon, three.
No, they will not underachieve. They won't. I think they're going to win the Big Ten.
They'll underachieve.
Texas, four. Yes, they will overachieve.
Yes, they will underachieve. Horns down.
Alabama, five.
You know what? I think that's the right spot for them.
You
right
don't get
outside.
To say that. You don't get to say that. Over or underachieve. There is no rightful achieve. There is no
They will achieve.
Okay, then you know what? They will underachieve.
Yes, agree with Rico. I think they make the playoff. I don't think they end up number five.
Ole Miss, number six.
Underachieve. May not make the playoff.
I'm staying silent.
No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Come on.
He wants to say under.
Come on. Quit hanging out at the catio.
No, hey. I think it's...
Say under.
I think it's... Just like Alabama. They'll underachieve, but I think they make the playoff.
Yeah. Notre Dame, seven.
Yes.
You think they're overachieving?
Yeah.
You think they finish top five?
I do.
I'll go under.
Penn State, eight?
Honestly?
Under.
They'll overachieve. They'll go 10-2, but they won't win either big game.
I'm starting to wonder about this weekend.
Yeah, Michigan, nine.
Underachieve. I don't get it. They lost 18 starters.
And Florida State is 10.
Under. I told you they suck.
They'll be back.
When? Next year?
ACC.
With DJU at quarterback.
You must have them on your playoff.
I told you. He's doing them drugs again.
Yeah, you must have them on the playoff. All right. So what do you think are the most underrated teams since the college football playoff?
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. College football playoff era.
Underrated?
Yeah, I'll give you one.
Hell, there was about 5 years it was MSU. But
I'll give you one. At 16, you love them, Mike. Coastal Carolina.
Oh, the Shants.
Yeah. Very much so underrated.
Yeah, because basically they rose from the ashes to be a top 15 team a couple of times.
So, Duke?
Duke is not on this list. Tulane is on this list at number 11.
Poor Willie Fritz.
And Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns.
So basically, this is the group of five.
In order to make a high ranking on the list, Rico, probably.
Yeah, to a high ranking, yes. So
Iowa?
TCU would be number three on this list. Iowa is not on this list.
I see Iowa is like the Big Ten TCU.
UCF is number six on this list.
I love them.
Western Michigan is on this list.
Oh, yeah, this
at number
sounds
17.
Like group of five schools.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just give us the top couple.
Central I'll
Michigan
give you five.
And Spyglasses?
Okay, 5-1. Five is Kentucky. Four is
group
Missouri.
Of five. Oh, no, actually, Missouri's good.
Yeah. I gave you number three, TCU. Number two, Cincinnati.
Now, see, that's one we should have gotten.
Yeah.
And then number one, Northwestern.
I hate their guts.
Northwestern?
I hate Northwestern. They are so ratty. They're
you know
such
what? Because
a pain in the ass.
They are an every other year type of program where just when you think that, they're going to be good, they are three wins. And
I
just
still go
think-
back to like Zach Kustak. I hate it. I hate their offense. I hate their helmets. I hate their stupid coach. I hate the stadium. I hate everything about them. I can't stand them. And I've watched them destroy MSU at multiple times.
Yeah,
we never adjust to the crossing routes.
I like the stadium. Every time I've gone there, the state's won. And it's like a giant, they're doing a whole new mini SoFi now, but it was like a high school stadium where all the other opposing fans on one side and Northwestern fans on this side.
I stand corrected. Iowa's on the list.
We should do a draft sometime of the most annoying college football programs.
I agree.
Northwestern would be one.
Northwestern?
All the nerds they put in the media. I can't stand it. Just go
away. So you're talking.
It's don't belong.
Northwestern football can't bother you.
Northwestern. Yeah, they can when they bust your ass. They ruined our undefeated season back in 97. They beat you in unexpected times. Remember the Lorenzo Guest game? With Wazolowski or whatever, the goofball kicker.
Yeah,
we only had 10 people
remember,
on the field.
But you only remember the bad things. I remember when they came in ranked and Rocky Lombardi knocked them off.
Oh,
and that is your college
D'Antonio's
football.
D'Antonio's 100th victory.